Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe swears into office his new cabinet, vowing to expedite the implementation of the controversial Black Empowerment Program.
The MDC formations dismiss the new cabinet, saying chances of the incoming ZANU-PF government to introduce productive policies are remote.
And the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority gives customers an early Christmas present, promising an October debt relief.
The new cabinet was sworn in today by President Robert Mugabe at the State House, with the head of state vowing to expedite the implementation of the controversial Black Economic Empowerment Program that critics say is scaring away potential investors. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
All the ministers who were appointed yesterday in the new look cabinet took oath of office today, with Joyce Mujuru, who was left out in yesterday's appointments, also taking oath as the country's first vice president. ZANU-PF National Chairman Simon Kayamoyo, who many say is tipped to become the second vice president, replacing the late John Komo, was sworn in as the senior minister of state in the president's office. Ruling party sources say Kayamoyo is likely to be confirmed as the second vice president at ZANU-PF's annual conference set for December. Addressing a news conference after swearing in his new cabinet, made up mostly of the old guard, Mr. Mugabe said the appointed ministers were selected based on their experience and education. He said his new administration will push for the speedy implementation of the indigenization program, vowing to fire the new portfolio minister, Francis Nema, if he fails to pass all the country's wealth to majority Zimbabweans under the controversial scheme. Critics of the program say the exercise will reduce the country's productive capacity and impact the national economy. Nema is believed to be soft compared to his predecessor, Xavier Kasukwere, who has moved to the Environment, Water and Climate Ministry.
Whether you are introvert or extrovert, there is a program for you. You must do it. And we want to see the drive. We want to see indigenization done, you see. If the introvert goes to sleep, we get him awake. If he continues to snore, well, we say, well, this is no snoring place. And we get someone who can do the job and is not given to snoring.
New Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa said he will ensure foreign-owned mines operating in the country are indigenized with speed, in line with the Black Empowerment exercise. Meanwhile, new Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa urged the West to lift sanctions imposed on Mr. Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials for alleged vote rigging and human rights violations, saying doing so would help revive the country's ailing economy. On prospects of Zimbabwe returning to the use of the Zimbabwean dollar, Minister Chinamasa said this is not going to happen anytime soon.
I think what is important is teamwork. What is important is teamwork. We won resoundingly as Team ZANU-PF. Now we must achieve the economic recovery of our country as Team Zimbabwe. What this means is that there should be greater interaction, cooperation with the business sector.
Jonathan Moyo, who bounced back as information minister, said he will work with all media organizations, including those broadcasting into Zimbabwe from outside, such as Studio 7, First TV, Radio VOP, and Shortwave Radio Africa. Moyo, however, warned that these stations should be mindful of a resolution of the Southern African Development Community, urging all media houses operating outside the country to close shop.
We do understand that there will be Zimbabweans who work for foreign media, or even work in foreign countries. We have no problem with that. But we do have a problem with foreign countries that establish radio stations and or television stations that broadcast and beam into our country hostile propaganda, and worse, those that do so via or they relay their broadcast via our neighbors. And we were delighted that we and SADC have now a common position.
Deputy Health Minister Paul Chimedza said his ministry is aware of the problems in the health sector, adding his department will do all it can to ensure everyone has access to health services. Following today's swearing-in of the cabinet, several Zimbabweans are now expecting the new government to deliver on promises made by ZANU-PF before the July 31 elections. The MDCT and the international community say the polls were fundamentally flawed and do not reflect the will of the people of Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.